The American Jobs Act aims to encourage companies to hire, increase salaries, and help people who are unemployed. It would also pump billions of dollars into infrastructure projects for roads and schools. During his nearly 20-minute speech, President Barack Obama urged Congress to pass the jobs package.
We've got a lot to do to make sure that everyone in this country gets a fair shake and a fair shot and a chance to get ahead. And that's the number one thing that I think about each and every day. Your lives, your opportunities. That should be the number one thing that every public servant in Washington is thinking about.
Among other things, President Obama's plan would also invest $25 billion to upgrade and repair K-12 schools. Mr. Obama says the money would help build new science and math labs and make schools more energy efficient.
Why should our children be allowed to study in crumbling, outdated schools? How does that give them a sense that education is important? We should build them the best schools. That's what I want for my kids. That's what you want for your kids. That's what I want for every kid in America.
The president unveiled his nearly $450 billion jobs proposal earlier this month in front of a fractured Congress. The crowd at Abraham Lincoln High School was decidedly more friendly, clapping and cheering with no signs of protesters. Many waited in line for hours to get a free ticket.
It was definitely worth it. Definitely worth it.
Hunter Nelson Steinhoff is an eighth grader who attends Denver Public Schools. He says he liked what the president had to say about college readiness and improving labs. His mother, Kristen, agrees. She's an unaffiliated voter and says Obama already has her vote.
I think that it's important that our children see that there's hope for the future and that the adults are making good choices for them.
But others in the crowd weren't convinced. Loretta McComb is from Denver and says she'd hoped to hear new ideas and isn't sure if the president's jobs plan would improve the economy.
That was the same speech we've been hearing before, and there are no jobs. You know, we have a plumbing company of our own, and we went from 12 employees down to 3 employees.
Along with high unemployment numbers, the president is seen slipping support in the polls on his handling of the economy.
This president has a real hard time following through on promises. He has a disease, and it's called being in love with the sound of your own voice.
That's Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican National Committee. He called the president's speech a taxpayer-funded event to save his own job.
The reality is Obama's Stimulus 2.0 isn't a plan to put our country back to work. It's a rehash of the same failed policies from the first stimulus that didn't create jobs.
But firing back, President Obama says Republicans in Washington just don't get it.
This isn't about giving me a win. This is about giving Democrats and Republicans a chance to do something for the American people. It's about giving people who are hurting a win. That's what this is about.
The economy is expected to dominate the political season, and passage of the president's jobs plan faces a tough battle in Congress. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.